You will be entering the city of Allegan. Besides having lots of history, this is also a great place to stop for shopping or a meal. But this can be a busy place, so watch for traffic. Here's John Paul to tell you a little more about this wonderful city.
The first settler came to Allegan in 1833. Elisha Ely was his name. He recognized the potential of water power and the communication network there, where five major Indian trails came together to cross the river. But he didn't have the money to develop it, so he got some backing from a group of wealthy Eastern capitalists from Boston. They put up the money and planned the town. The town was largely settled by New England Yankees in the beginning, and they had the backing of this group of capitalists who started right out with industries. People came and it grew. The founding company, Allegan Company, sometimes called the Boston Company, went out of business in 1844, but the town struggled along and continued to grow along the lines that were planned. It has always been a diversified town. We had our lumber yards, but we had a number of other things too. Various factories were built there. The Baker Furniture Factory started there making quality furniture. It has been a good, solid town. The people there have been largely conservative in their backgrounds, but I think the old New England spirit is still there, because you have to really sell a product to get Allegan to want to do it. But if you can sell it, believe me, we'll work tooth and nail to get it done. Allegan has always been interested in getting some factories and whatnot. And in 1915, we were able to entice a factory from Kalamazoo. It was the Blood Brothers, and they made universal joints, but they had some partners, the Chevrolet Brothers, who had devised an automobile. Of course, everybody was building automobiles at that time. Every town, I think, was making some sort of an automobile. But we had a factory there that finally, and it was going to build an automobile, which they called the Cornelian. It was a small, racy-looking job with bicycle wheels, and it could get up a fair amount of speed and if it tried. It was a pretty nice little automobile. It had some failings, however, but it was way ahead of its time. The Blood Brothers, of course, with their patent on the universal joint, which goes in practically any engine or whatever nowadays, had universal joints on every wheel. It had individual suspension, which no other automobile had. And they had welding on the body. It was a metal body welded, so it was a solid body, another advanced feature. They were very proud of it. But it did have some drawbacks. For instance, if a heavy person got in the automobile, the frame would give a little bit so the gears wouldn't mesh right. But aside from that, well, it was a pretty good little car, and it was very popular. Well, the trouble was that roads weren't good, of course, and sale of the automobile. I think they only made about 100 total. The one that was famous was old model number 13. They should have known better than to number a car 13. But 13 was made and was sold to a fellow in Kalamazoo. Well, he got it and he didn't like it. I guess one of the wheels fell off or something. But anyway, he returned it and the company gave him his money back. They fixed the car and this time they sold it to somebody in Grand Rapids. And he found some objections and returned it. Well, here they've got Model 13 on their hands. They didn't know quite what to do with it. Well, about this time, one of those oil-rich sheiks in Arabia decided he liked that racy little car, and it would be just the thing to get around his oasis there in Arabia, and so he bought it. Now, remember, this is 1915, so the car was sent by rail over to New York, put on a ship, and being shipped to Arabia. Well, somewhere out in the Atlantic Ocean, a German submarine torpedoed the ship and sunk it. So the car never came back. The model number 13 finally found a home, somewhere in the bottom of the Atlantic.
I hope you enjoyed your visit to Allegan. There's lots more up ahead, so see you there.